There's our cue. Okay, so thanks everybody for making some time tonight to join us. We are excited to be able to talk about this, and it sounded like from some of the responses we got, there's a lot of interest as well. I'm Ian Laverty,
I'm Joe Virenbelsky.
There's Joe. Good. Okay, so we're both here. We're going to kind of tag team tonight a little bit and go back and forth. And there's a number of things we wanted to discuss, and we're going to probably go kind of fast, just to kind of skim through some of these things. We want to be conscious of everybody's time tonight, and we want to hit some of the key things that people are asking about. So we are from Practice Kit. Practice Kit helps coaches and other helping professionals like therapists build a great-looking website and engage their clients with powerful HIPAA-compliant online coaching and counseling tools like secure messaging and journaling. And today we are talking about video conferencing, and we're glad that you're here. We're just going to jump right into it. So we wanted to kind of start with some of the basics. Video conferencing is not something new. It's something that probably everybody's familiar with, but we'll start just with some fundamentals just so we can kind of cover that stuff out of the gate. There are some basic components, of course, that are required to do video conferencing well, no matter what you're doing it for, whether it's something you're doing as part of your practice or just something that you do with friends and family. Of course, you need a high-speed internet connection. You have to have a webcam, a microphone, headphones or speakers, and generally speakers can cause some trouble with feedback, so sometimes it's nice to have headphones, and a video conferencing tool. And this is the software part of it. So you can have all that equipment, and of course you still need some sort of software to do the conferencing aspect of it. Of course, lots of devices support video conferencing, not just the desktop PC. And when choosing a service that you're going to use, you really just want to make sure that you pick something that is compatible with the devices that you're going to be using. A lot of times the devices will come integrated. If you're talking about a tablet, like an iPad or a smartphone, of course, you've got your webcam integrated in. Oftentimes, a lot of times, laptops, same sort of thing. So for a long time, though, video conferencing had been sort of one-to-one. That was in the early sort of days. Video conferencing, nowadays, we know the internet can support lots of different types of connections. We can do one-to-one, we can do one-to-many, or we can do many-to-many. You know, we're seeing the emergence of apps that support group counseling now. Generally speaking, the more features that a tool supports, the more that it costs. It's generally usually because group sessions, for instance, are a little bit more taxing on the video conferencing service. So there's usually an added cost associated with that feature. The most popular consumer tools for video conferencing do have a lot of nice features, and again, I'm just talking generically about the sort of tools that are out there and available right now. We'll get to practice and ethics and all that stuff in a minute, but of course, most people are familiar with Skype as the sort of leading video counseling tool out there, and it's popular for its one-to-one connections. You can Skype a relative or friend across the world. The other one that's emerging as a very popular tool is Google Hangouts, which is tied into their Google Plus service, which is their social media sort of thing. Google Hangouts is a relatively new tool, but it's got some pretty nice features. One of them is they call Hangouts, where it's a group video Hangout session instead of a one-to-one. It's that way by default. So sort of a novel idea, especially from the fact that they're leading with the idea of group Hangouts by default. So we'll talk about software tools a little bit more in a minute, but we just wanted to keep going with some of our basics here. So these